Please stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, we turn to our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
We're continuing with the Gospel. We're in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 15. It's taken us a while to get here, Dave. And, you know, our encouragement to our listeners to read God's Word. And if they've never read the Bible before, we continue to encourage them to begin with the Gospel of John. And I'm sure they could go a little faster than we are here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you read it to become familiar with it. You have content within your heart and mind. And that's what the Holy Spirit works with. You begin to be not just a hearer of the Word, you take it in, and then you are a doer of the Word. And this is where you see God really manifest in your life, using you to His glory.
Tom, I'm going to take issue with you on that. They could go, well, I guess they could go faster than we do. But
Dave, if they went one word a day, they could.
Now, wait a minute, Tom, please. We are only spending, how many minutes do we spend on this? 12?
12
minutes. Okay.
30 seconds.
So, and we do it once a week, 12 minutes right. Once a week. Uh-huh. Now, don't make it out because of weeks and weeks and weeks have passed, and we've only gotten so far. We haven't been at this full time, yeah. You know, okay? So I don't think we're going too slow. If they sat down and meditated upon the Word mm-hmm. of God, I don't think they would get through it any faster than we have.
You know, Dave, one of the things I like to do when I have the opportunity to take a pulpit somewhere, usually I'll take a chapter out of one of the epistles in the New Testament, and I'll read through it from beginning to end. And then I'll say, hey, look, that took 3.5 minutes. You know, whether it be whatever epistle, that's mm-hmm. usually 3 to 4 minutes. You can read through an entire chapter. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey, who's got 4 minutes? Who's got 3 minutes? Mm-hmm. You can carry around a little Bible with you, and you can be parked waiting to pick your child up at after school or at soccer practice, and you can get through a whole chapter in 3.5 minutes.
Or you can carry it in your heart, and you can recite it to
there
yourself
you
wherever you
there
are.
There you go. There you go. But in any case, Dave, that's a little faster than we're going. Okay.
Right. Just reading it.
That's it.
But when you read it, you should think about it.
That's true. We're to ponder it. We're to meditate mm-hmm. upon it.
Absolutely.
And that's why you hide it in your heart.
That's what the Bible says about that fruitful man in Psalm 1. Mm-hmm. In his law, that is in the Bible, and in God's word, doth he meditate day and night.
Mm-hmm. So our encouragement to one and all is to search the Scriptures daily, read God's Word,
Amen.
And live it out. That's exhortation to ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We are in John chapter 15, as I said, and we're going to pick up with verse 25. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Why would somebody do that?
Tom, that's a tough word, hate. And we were talking about Haji Amin al-Husseini. No doubt that he hated Jews.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt that...
That Hitler hated Jews.
Hitler did. The Muslims hate Jews. But here comes Jesus. Yes, Jesus is a Jew. And you look at this. You've got that word all through here. Let's go back to verse 18 for a minute. If the world hate you... You know that it hated me before it hated you. The end of verse 19. I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And then it goes on, if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. They'll do these things unto you for my name's sake. Verse 23. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. All through here it's talking about being hated and people hating Christ. Wow. What was there about him that was hateful? It wasn't that he was mean, nasty, selfish. No, he was good. That's why they hated him, because as Jesus said back there in John 3, this is the condemnation. Light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed up the sin, and he would not compromise. He would not lower himself to their level. That should be the same with a Christian. And that would be why, one of the reasons why a Christian would be hated, because we are true to Christ. We're not of the world.
It should be the only reason.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It should be the only reason. But, of course, Jesus said they hated me without a cause. So there really was no just cause why he should have been hated. So they hated him because he revealed their sin,
mm-hmm.
because his life judged them and made them uncomfortable. They wanted to continue in their sin and rebellion against God, but the purity, the love, the compassion, the humility, the life of Christ condemned them. And so they hated him. And, well, it's written in their law. So what they were doing to Christ, here's the perfect Son of God, of whom the Father could say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The hatred the world had toward him was a fulfillment of prophecy.
Mm-hmm. But then the good news. I mean, it's tough to talk about persecution and suffering for Christ's sake. But it says, verse 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." It's interesting, the Holy Spirit called the Comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He also convicts of sin.
Mm-hmm. He's called the Spirit of truth.
Yeah.
And Tom, if we dare go back and just relate something, I'm sure we've talked about it months ago, this delusion of so-called Christian psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? Well, it's an attempt to integrate the Bible, what God has said, with the so-called wisdom of men. And then what it says is the Bible is not complete. God did not give us all the answers we needed, and we needed some help from Freud and Jung and Rogers, because, of course, they didn't understand counseling in those days. They didn't understand the human personality, et cetera, et cetera. Wait a minute. God is our creator. This is the manufacturer's handbook. I think he understands it a whole lot better than anybody else. So
it says he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
Absolutely.
Peter writes.
Jesus talks about the Comforter in verse 17 of chapter 14. And he calls him the same thing, the Spirit of truth. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him." Now we've got a very clear statement. Well, we haven't quite gotten to it yet, but when we get to chapter 16 and verse 13, it says, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." Now, if the Spirit of truth, who guides into all truth, cannot be seen, received, understood by the world, then don't tell me that Freud or Jung or Rogers or Maslow or any of them knew anything about truth, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that is only given by the Spirit of truth. But you know that familiar saying, the mantra, really.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you go to Freud and Jung?
Because all truth is God's truth.
Yeah. Well, all truth is God's truth. Okay, well, that's true. I won't quarrel with that. But what do we mean by truth? Not 10 times 10 is 100.
Right.
We're not talking about facts. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." He said, "I have come to bear witness of the truth." He said, "Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." Okay? So this is the truth of God contained in his word, revealed only by his Holy Spirit, that no one but those who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and led of the Spirit can know and understand. Well, that, as you said, that is all we need, is it not? He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Christ has come to live his life in us. Jesus Christ living in me, this is my hope. This is salvation. He does not need any help from Freud, who couldn't help himself. The guy was a basket case. He was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Freud is a fraud, and they know that today better than they did a few years ago when I was saying it just as loudly then as now, but they didn't want to hear it. Okay, so we have the truth of God. This is, Jesus said, thy word is truth. I am the truth. Then let us stick with this, the word of God, which is all we need. Not all that you need to repair your engine or to fly an airplane. All we need, as you said, for life and godliness, to be happy, to be fulfilled, to be the person that God wants me to be, I've got it here. And he will, the Spirit of truth, it says, which proceedeth from the Father, he will testify of me. So he brings us the things of Christ, the teaching of Christ, who is the truth. Christ comes and indwells us by the Holy Spirit, and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. And Tom, I want to come back, I know our time is gone, mm-hmm. and talk specifically about that, because I think that is a very important statement from Jesus Christ. You, they're going to be special witnesses. They've been with him from the beginning. We are witnesses too, but not in the special way that the disciples were.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer many items that you'll find helpful, from books and tracts to audio and videotapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 4603. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll have our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue with our series of discussions based on Dave Hunt's book, A Cup of Trembling, and Why Can't Israel Just Get Along with the Arabs? In Religion in the News, Eviction or Excommunication. We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, are Dave and Tom closet Catholics? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.